broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think it's important that we don't get ahead of ourselves.
But frankly, there is a political agenda here that has nothing to do with eliminating racism.
They became suspicious then and contacted the medical center.
You think Mel Gibson would be forgiven by Jesus for what he said?
Oh, he's already forgiven. That's how it works.
Bleeping retarded.
You blew it!
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show like no other. We know what we're talking about on this show. And truth is our bitch. And we go everywhere, even through the looking glass, to find it. Welcome to the program, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhendryshow.com, where you can watch a live streaming video of the show right now, listen to live streaming audio, and access hours and hours and hours and year after year after year of downloadable archives. And we've now got them in the, we got them all kinds of ways, man. We got a single file. We got three different hourly files that you can download from each and every show that we do. And you have access to our comment section. You have email access to me, Phil Hendry. It's all there with a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. It's probably, it is the single best buy in terms of entertainment you're ever going to make in your life. All right, well, welcome to our program here this Friday evening. One story in particular has drawn our attention to the point that we've got Doug Danger standing by, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, to comment on a story having to do with education. Why would an entertainment writer be talking to us about an education story? Because it is something he, in what happened here, is something he's familiar with. Pennsylvania police say that a Teacher of the Year nominee faked inoperable brain tumor so she could get time off for work and a time off of work and get donations. Now, this is in Middleton, Pennsylvania, and police in that central Pennsylvania town say that this middle school teacher lied for years about having an inoperable brain tumor so she could skip days at work. She was nominated three times for Teacher of the Year. 51-year-old Leslie Hernisey, that's Hernisey, I should say, of Middletown, is accused of faking documents to take sick leave. She faces 12 counts of forgery. Her friends and colleagues at the middle school felt so sorry for Hernisey that they raised enough money to send the allegedly sick teacher and her family on an all-expenses-paid trip to Disneyland. Here is Detective Robert Appleby. He says that the school administrators question Hernisey's claims because she never really showed any symptoms of this, you know, brain tumor.
They became suspicious then and contacted the medical center and the neurosurgeon, who then denied any involvement or ever diagnosing Mrs. Hernisey. I think that was the goal of the crime she was committing, is to be off of work. Forgery is a felony crime, so it is a serious charge she's facing. I think sometimes people get involved in something that gets bigger than they expected it to, and they have trouble getting back out of it.
So Doug Danger is joining us. Doug, I know that there's a little bit of this story that's familiar to you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing really good, Phil. I don't think there's too much of that story that's familiar to me. I need to let your audience know that right now. I did not. That gentleman right there is a detective. And
well, I know that you weren't charged with a crime.
That's exactly right. And I think I need to, at the outset, of course, Phil, you've known me for years, let your audience know I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have a long track record of being the kind of reporter who really digs for the story and tries to dig the truth out. I think what happened here with this lady is that she committed a crime. What I did was slightly different. When we're talking about AIDS awareness and gay awareness, we're talking about something that this country desperately needed at the time that I was engaged in this kind of work. So there's a big difference, Phil, I think, between what this lady did and the kind of philanthropic work that I was engaged in.
Well, Doug, but you know that when I asked you to come on the program, you had claimed that you had AIDS, right?
Let's back up and not use the word claimed. I went to my editor at that time, which Greg Allen, and I said to him that I had been diagnosed HIV. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so for me to go to my editor, and as nice a guy as he is, it's kind of like white people. You can't really say that there's a white person out there that isn't racist. Well, the same thing with straight people. You can't really say that there's straight people out there that aren't homophobic. And I think when I said to Greg, I've got AIDS. I don't think it took him more than a half a second to say, you got the time off.
Yeah. Well, did you go up to him? And by the way, that is a hypothesis that while you may be close.
What is?
Well, to say that I don't think there's a straight person out there that isn't homophobic, just like I don't think. I mean, I'm not, no doubt that you're very, very close. I don't doubt that.
Well, you've always been one of the most open-minded people about that. You've always agreed with me on that.
Well, I agree, but I can't say there's no straight people that are not homophobic.
Well, then you have changed your opinion a little bit since we originally talked. But that's okay. I understand. The point that I'm making.
Well, let me get. Hold on. So you went in and you said you had AIDS, and they gave you time off, and did you not collect money?
I collected money for AIDS awareness and for gay awareness, and I used that money to educate people. There's a difference, Phil. When I said to Greg that I had AIDS, I first said that I was HIV positive because there was no way. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I knew because of my instinct that he was going to think this guy went from being completely healthy to having AIDS overnight to something wrong. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I had to position this, Phil. I'm not saying that what I did was absolutely above board, but what I did was in the name of get the awareness out on gays and the awareness out on AIDS. And
well, what did you do with the money?
I used it for gay awareness and for AIDS awareness.
Let me start here. Why did you take the time off in the first place? Why couldn't you do this without lying and just?
Because I did need the time off. That was I was working on a screenplay, which, by the way, has been since produced, and I have a very, very good plagiarizing case against the people. I wrote a screenplay that just turned into a movie and made a lot of money. So I've got a very good plagiarizing case, and I'm going to go after them for the money. But I did need the time off.
Can I ask you what movie?
Yeah, The Hangover.
You wrote The Hangover?
I wrote my version of The Hangover. It turned out it got into somebody else's hands. So I'll visit them later. But right now what I'm saying is I needed the time off to write that. And
so you took this time off. You said to a guy that you had AIDS. And
not a guy. It was my boss at the Courier.
Okay, so he said to this guy, Greg Allen, right?
Yes.
I've got AIDS. And he gave you the time off. How did you collect this money?
I think a lot of these questions you're asking me, Phil, are, I don't know if you're going to understand the answer.
No, what do you mean? I mean, how did you collect money if you told people that you had AIDS? Did they offer it?
I said that yes, of course they offered it, because I said I have AIDS, and I think we need to make more people aware of AIDS and of the gay lifestyle, the gay way. And people began to donate money to me. And I use that money, Phil, for AIDS awareness, for getting people aware of gays, and
So you didn't use that money did you use any of that money in a way that one might consider improper? Did you use it for, already you've lied, already you've taken the money under false pretenses.
Whoa, how am I taking it under false pretense?
Because you're telling people you've got AIDS and you don't have it.
No, that's not taking it under false pretenses. Taking it under false pretenses would be to say, I'm taking this money to spread awareness about gays and not spread gay awareness. But I did. And I don't appreciate, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't appreciate what has overtones of homophobia.
No, Doug, I'm just saying, it's my opinion that if you say to somebody that you have AIDS and they give you money as the result of that.
I don't know that they gave I said I had AIDS so I could get time off to write this screenplay that was very good, and they, in my opinion, it's been plagiarized. That's why I said I had AIDS. The money that I took was for gay and AIDS awareness. And I spent it for that.
All right, well, for instance, we're talking with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier, the entertainment writer there.
What do you mean, explain it?
You took this money for AIDS awareness. What did you do with it?
Well, I did a lot of things with it. We went out and we gave talks to schools. We use the money for transportation. You know, a lot of this, Phil, I got to tell you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and that is almost, how do I put this? It's almost transcendent. I don't know if you can understand. When I say that I went out and I used this money for gay awareness, if I explained to you what that was, I don't know that you would understand, that you would comprehend it.
And well, wait a minute. If you're if going out and educating people, okay?
To you, that sounds a certain way. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and other people who are listening to me right now, who are gay and perhaps they know of my work, or they know of other gays that are transcendent, understand it's difficult to talk to and forgive me, but it's tough. I know you're going to think this is wrong of me. It's tough to talk to a straight.
Wait. All I'm asking you is, what did you do with this money? Okay.
I heard you the first two times you asked me that, Phil. It's difficult to talk to a straight when we're talking about getting gay awareness out there and getting AIDS awareness. And
already you have taken money that was acquired, all right, honestly, if you want, but you were taking time off from your job, dishonestly saying, by the way, how is it that you were able to hold on to your job?
I held on to my job because I'm good. Next question.
But you lied to that newspaper, you know.
I held on to my job because I'm good. Next question.
All right, I'm going to take a break here, Doug, okay?
Yeah, you take a break, Phil. You know, look,
I don't want to get into an argument. I don't want to get into sarcasm.
No, I understand, but you're asking me some questions. I think you're trying to hook me up to the same type of crime that was committed by this Pennsylvania teacher who claimed she had some kind of brain tumor, and they let her go down to Disneyland or what is it?
Disney World.
I'm telling you that I took that money for gay awareness and AIDS awareness, and I spent it for gay awareness and AIDS awareness. You asked me, well, how did I spend it specifically? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and if you want me to hit you with it, I will. I'll give you both barrels. But I'm gay. You know,
I don't understand what that has to do anything. All I'm asking for is specifics on what you did with money that you took from people who believed you to have AIDS and believed you to be using that money for so-called AIDS awareness and gay awareness, which you say you use for those purposes, but you can't tell me what those purposes were because you say a lot of straight people won't understand and you're transcendent. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, world famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk to Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier. This all started with a story about a Pennsylvania teacher who claimed to have a brain tumor and did not, and wound up taking donations from her friends and being named. She was also, and I don't think this is why they named her Teacher of the Year, but she also was Teacher of the Year. Doug Danger was involved in something similar a number of years ago when he was when he told the newspaper he was working for that he had AIDS. They gave him time off. He collected money for, quote, AIDS awareness. Turned out he never had AIDS. And that the reason why I took the time off is he was working on a screenplay. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Does it matter if you lied to someone if what you're collecting money for is a good cause? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier joining us. In Pennsylvania, a middle school teacher, high school teacher, I forget which, but she, her name is Leslie Hernizey. She is a teacher who was named Teacher of the Year three times. She got time off because she told them she had a brain tumor. She was taken to Disney World because she told them she had a brain tumor. Her colleagues donated money to her family, and it turned out she was scamming people. Doug Danger has joined us, and Doug, you have made very clear that you do not think what you engaged in when you said you had AIDS.
No, I think, Phil, and I'm sorry I got to interrupt you. I think you're doing a disservice to me. I think you're doing a disservice to anybody that is disabled. when they try and raise money for awareness, yes, I need some time off, but I'm gay. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm going to go into a boss at a paper and say that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. He's not going to give me time off as a disabled person. He is.
Wait. You don't think being gay, you're disabled, do you?
I do not think that I'm disabled, but I think that technically, legally, it should fall under the Persons with Disabilities Act, because people don't want to believe that gay is something you're born with. People want to believe, straights want to believe that gay is something that you came down with or you got infected with. Okay, fine, I'll play it their way. That means I've got a disability. So either way, I don't think I lied. Either way, I think I deserve the time off. And I took that time off to write the screenplay, but also get money for gay awareness. And we raised a lot of money.
Yeah, but you won't tell me what you did with that money.
I did tell you what we did with that money, Phil.
No, you did not, Doug. You said we raised a lot of money, but I'm straight and I wouldn't understand.
No, I didn't say that. I said we used it for gay awareness, and it's difficult to describe because of the fact that there are a lot of us in the gay community. Some of us are... get things done a lot better than others. And I get things done. And it's in a transcendent way. I can't explain it.
Well, all right. 877-876-PHIL is the number as we talk to Doug Danger on raising money for AIDS awareness and gay awareness, but the money was raised under false pretenses, in my opinion.
No, that is wrong to say, Phil.
No, it's not wrong to say if you said that you had AIDS and you didn't have AIDS.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And technically, because nobody wants to believe that I'm gay, let me ask you straight out. Do you believe I'm gay?
Yes, I believe you're gay. Yes, I do. I've known you for years.
All right. Then why doesn't that fall under the Disabilities Act?
Because it's not, in my opinion, it's not a disability. Do you think it is?
Most Americans do. And yet, if they won't let me take time off for that, I can't park. I wouldn't want to park in handicapped parking, but the point is, I have to lie. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but they made me lie. But by making me lie, I raised money for the gay, getting everybody squared away on gay, on what gay is.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to Rebecca. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Rebecca, go ahead, please.
Well, I think the guy, maybe he doesn't understand the question you're asking him. How was the money spent? I mean, you know, whether he's gay, straight, or whatever. And straight people do understand gay issues. I mean, did he spend it on posters, public service announcements, commercials?
What I spent it on, what I spent it on, I'm Doug Danger, and I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I write for the Orange County Courier. On the day that I went to my boss, Greg Allen, I said, I've got AIDS. I didn't have AIDS, but I needed time off to finish this screenplay. And what I was going to do is I was going to take the money that I raised for having AIDS and give it to gay awareness. What do you find funny about that, ma'am?
I'm just trying to comprehend it. So you were going to take the money and use it to help gay women. Is that what
you
said?
No, ma'am. To help gay people. To help gay people.
Okay, gay women. I'm sorry. I'm in transit, so the phone's breaking up.
No, ma'am. No. Oh. All kinds of gays. All the gays. Well, no matter what they are.
You said that straight people don't understand gay advocacy and AIDS advocacy, but we do. A majority of us do.
Well, I'm a gay man, it's
all of our problem, you know? It's not just a gay problem.
Well, how do you figure it's all your problem? Y'all don't get... I know you don't get... Are you worried about getting AIDS? No, you're not. Because you're a straight woman, and I'm sure... I said y'all not worried about getting AIDS, are you? You're a straight woman.
Oh, well, no, because I play safe.
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't worry about getting AIDS, because I play it safe, too. But I'm not here to talk about my sexuality. I'm here to talk about... You know, gay, aware. Are you aware? I'm a gay man. I got to start with this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You heard that, right?
Right. Yes, sir. Many times.
Okay. Don't let Mr. Henry influence you.
No, but Doug, you said it a lot, and that's why she said that.
She said that it sounded sarcastic. Anyway, the second thing is that gay awareness is to be aware. First of all, we need to have people aware of gay. And what gets squared away on that? Are you feel squared away on that?
Unless you're living in a cave in America.
What do you mean squared away? Look at Rebecca. Thank you very much. We'll take some more phone calls. 877-876-PHIL. Squared away on what?
Squared away on whether you know about gay.
Yes, I know about them.
Phil Hendry.
Well, I'm asking.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Doug Danger here about this. Well, first of all, we started with this teacher in Pennsylvania, this woman claiming to have a brain tumor, and she took time off because she claimed to have a brain tumor. She got people to donate money to her because she had a brain tumor. She got people to send her family to Disney World.
I want to interrupt you here.
All right, but let me tell people, we're with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, and you made a claim that you had AIDS in order to get people to donate money. Yes, I know, for AIDS awareness and what you call gay awareness, but nonetheless, under false pretenses.
No, I told you that I said to Greg Allen I had AIDS so I could get time off to finish writing that screenplay, which was the screenplay that I got plagiarized.
All right, you're claiming that The Hangover was plagiarized from you.
I'm not making any claims at all. I'm telling you, it was plagiarized from me. They changed the married couple, the newlywed, played by Justin Bartha. That was a gay couple in that script. And the Bradley Cooper character was gay. Otherwise, it was the exact same script. And I had asked you, because you had done a TV show with Justin Bartha, if you would introduce me to him, because I wanted him for that film.
And by the time I got around, you got around to asking me that, man, we had stopped doing that show.
You still got the guy's phone number.
I'm not going to call him up 2 years later. I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, hey, man, how's it going, Justin? And by the way, there's a friend of mine who's writing a script and would really like you to be in his movie. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the kind of thing that happens all the time in Hollywood, Phil. And unfortunately, because you didn't do that.
Because I didn't do that, you lied?
Because you didn't do that, you made it more difficult for me to complete this project, and I had to continue telling people that I was dying from AIDS so that I could get more time off to write it. Now, what we did do with the money that we raised is we put it to very, very worthy causes in everything gay that you could possibly imagine, and also AIDS awareness.
All right, and I've asked you, like what?
And I told you. I already told you.
No, Doug, you tell me that you are... That I wouldn't understand.
I told you there's a few of us in the media, gays in the media. We are transcendent. We direct a lot of the energy of where the community wants to focus its giving. And so I don't know what you would want to call us, but we are like a council of elders.
A council of elders? Doug, it sounds to me like we've got a situation here where you took some money and you're bullcrapping me.
No, I'm not bullcrapping you. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, because you don't get that, and you don't understand that, and you suffer from that kind of endogenous homophobia. That's what you want to say.
I'm not homophobic, and there's nothing you can say that's going to make it true. 877-876-PHIL. Sherry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
As a member of the GLBT community, filling in the B position, is this guy basically saying that because I'm a woman and a bisexual, I can take time off to go to Ireland because it's a disability? I mean, because let's face it, even in today's workforce,
women are still in a disability. The straight community wants to believe that we're disabled, and I think that is one way of approaching the problem of getting the kind of insurance that we need, the kind of time off we need, the kind of community support we need, is by claiming it as a disability. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I've done is I've written a screenplay, which I feel was taken from me. That's what you're saying?
So watch your language, please, okay?
Sorry.
We can't say that on the air. We can't use that.
Pity me because I'm gay. That's all I'm hearing.
No, no. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I went out and I did gay awareness with the money. You heard that,
the gay
right?
community is aware of itself. The straight community is aware of the gay community's existence. It's been out there. For God's sake, I love Logo on my cable package. Okay? You guys are out there. We're all out there.
If they're aware of us, then why aren't they? If they're aware of us, then what's taking so long with a lot of the things we want? If they're aware of us, then why are we standing around waiting for them to get moving?
What do you mean standing around waiting for them to get moving?
All the stuff that we want. See, I personally, as a gay man and a gay journalist, and this lady what are you?
Lord have mercy.
Ma'am, you can sit on the sidelines and make your crack, or you can get involved.
I am involved. Why don't you move north of the Mason-Dixon line where there's actually more open community and you're not afraid of getting lynched?
Wait. What do you mean north of? I live in Los Angeles. Is that north enough for you?
Okay. So there's a gay community in LA.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts, where we have gay marriage.
Oh, well, that is just the most egalitarian place. Phil, look, I don't want to talk to some dyke.
Whoa. Hold the line here. Now, hold on.
No, I'm serious.
And she didn't say she's bisexual, okay?
Well, I don't know. She came with this LGBT. I can tell you that the money that I've raised for the I raised money for lesbians. Nobody was, you know, what were you doing?
I've been an active member of the GLBT community since I was 10 years old.
You were 10?
Yeah. My first Pride Parade.
Well, who took you to it? I don't understand. Are you L, G, B, or T?
B, as in bisexual. That's what
bisexual.
The B stands for in GLBT, if you've forgotten.
That ain't gay. It's called Anne Heche. It's called Let's Experiment. That's what that's called.
There's so much more to the community than just the existence of gays. There's gays,
exactly.
There's
right,
there's bisexual.
I appreciate your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on here because to me it sounds, Doug, like you just want to argue.
I don't want to. No, I do not just want to argue. I want to get some people who are going to talk reality to me and not somebody who's an LGBT, which sounds, like something you get from Topps Charboiled Burger. You know what I mean, Phil? Phil, you know what I mean?
What? Yeah, I'm here. What?
LGBT, like a lettuce, bacon, and tomato. That's why I was making a joke.
All right, Doug, you can make the jokes, but the fact is that you took money, you said it was for AIDS awareness, you spent it, and you won't tell me what it was for.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Well, then what about that... And she went to a dyke parade at 10? And you're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm not talking about the caller at all. I'm done with the caller. Billy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to tell him, say hi, that this is the 21st century, and if you're not aware that people are gay or straight or whatever, then you must be living in a cave. I mean, and to lie.
Well,
I'm
aware of
that.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm aware of that. But what I was doing with the money that I raised was to get people aware of gay or gays. Right?
But people are aware that some people are gay. I mean, some of my best friends are gay. You know, so
I think what you got there, you got it backwards. Some people are aware that people are gay. You said people are aware that some people are gay. And I think you got it backwards.
I mean, if people are not aware that there's gay people out there, then they're living in a cave. I mean, TV...
Are you aware that... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Did you know that? No.
You've said it several times on that.
Well, all right,
do you have a problem with the fact that you're a gay person?
I want people to know. Look, I got no problem being gay. I got a problem having somebody steal a movie script from me where I have to claim I've got AIDS just so I can get 2 extra weeks to rewrite a section of the screenplay.
But by announcing that you lied or telling someone that you lied, the thing is, you're telling the society and the children that we're raising it's okay to lie, and that's wrong.
No. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and that is a transcendent... I'm part of that... part of the gay community that is transcendent. So what that means is this.
What does that mean?
I'm about to tell the lady. I raised money for gay aid. That's what I raised money for. Mr. Henry asked me, what does that mean? I say to him, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you wouldn't understand. And he has wrote me all hour long because he won't accept that. That's what all of us in the gay community got a problem with.
All of you in the gay community got a problem with what? Me asking you what you did with money that you raised by saying that you had AIDS because, you're writing a screenplay?
Yes, that's exactly it. And this lady understands because she's got gays. What do you got, ma'am?
I don't understand why you would lie to your boss. I mean, I've been a manager.
I needed to get the time off. Look, I'm not considered with a disability. Otherwise, I could have claimed it as I'm gay and I've got a disability.
Gay is not a disability. I mean,
we're going to have to figure it out because, well, if it's not, then how come we don't get all the other stuff that other people get? So I said to this guy, I got AIDS. I could have said I'm gay and I've got a disability. No, he won't let me do that. So I said, I got AIDS. He said, I'm really sorry to hear that. Take some time off. I did. I wrote the screenplay. I got screwed out of the money for that. I took the money. I got gay aid going. And
what gay aid?
That's what I told you. It was for awareness of gay aid. And Bill asked me what the money was for. None of his business.
Okay, Billy, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll take another phone call before we take our break. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing? This is first-time listener, first-time caller. I was just driving, and I take a song of stuff today, but I'm in a wheelchair. I have a disability myself.
I can't hear you.
I don't understand.
Do you got a wheelchair phone?
What's that?
Let me ask him, Doug. Jason, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. My Bluetooth just cut
okay.
out.
Have you got a phone on the chair?
What's that?
You have a phone on the chair, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm full on a chair. I'm in a wheelchair.
Connected? Do you have a wheelchair phone?
I can hear the man fine. What did you want to say, Jason? Go ahead.
Doug doesn't know how to be quiet and let people talk.
I was just asking if you had a wheelchair phone.
No, I don't have a wheelchair phone. I don't know what a wheelchair phone is. I have a regular phone. Now, I don't know what disability you got, okay? You don't have a disability. You're gay. But yeah, you're gay, okay? And you're a journalist.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds like the only reason that you said you had AIDS and to raise awareness was so that you could take time off of work and write a play. Other people just take time off, don't get paid, and do what they got to do if they got to rewrite something. Also, you should be ashamed for not saying where your money's going. What organizations did you donate that money to?
Sir, I would love to tell you, but you do not have a wheelchair phone.
Oh, I can tell. The gentleman asked you what organizations your money goes to.
The money now?
No, the money that you raised when you claimed to have AIDS and you didn't.
It went to a variety of organizations. I mean, I don't have my briefcase with me, but
you are so full of it, it is unbelievable. Someone should investigate for fraud.
Sir, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Why would I lie about giving money for AIDS to gay?
You can't name one organization that you gave money to and you raised.
Right.
One organization.
Name one organization, Doug.
I didn't name an organization. It was money that went to gays who were in organizations. I never got their names.
Okay, you know what? Jason, thanks very much.
No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to paint me as a criminal.
Well, you haven't answered any questions, so I think you're painting yourself as whatever it is you want. Jason, thanks so much. 877-876-PHIL.
If you had told that guy, Phil, to get a wheelchair phone so I could hear...
There's no such thing as a wheelchair phone. You heard what the man said. 877-876-PHIL. You know, Doug Danger, I've known him for a long time. He's a great writer. He works for the Orange County Courier, and he is a gay man and a gay journalist. And he did admit to lying about having AIDS. He did admit that he took the time off to write this screenplay, and he did admit a lot of things. The only thing he's not telling us is when he raised that money, the money that people gave him, what did he do with it? And I will not accept his answer, which is, I'm gay, you're not, you would never understand. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's you don't believe there's a wheel- the Phil Hendry Show.
You don't believe in a wheelchair phone.
Phil Hendry. What about it?
This guy Al Hunt is on right now. I don't like that guy. Somebody, I tried to get a shot on Bloomberg News, you know, because I felt they needed a entertainment reporter because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And this guy Al Hunt, every time I see him, I don't like him, you know.
Why?
Because he's on Bloomberg News.
All right, Doug Danger with us, 877-876-PHIL on... this lady who lied as a teacher claimed to have a brain tumor, and she didn't, took a lot of money and took a lot of sympathy. Mr. Danger, you took a lot of money claiming you had AIDS, and you spent that money, and you won't say where.
I did say where.
No, you didn't. You haven't named a person?
I said it was for... Phil, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know that, but where did you spend the money?
I told you I spent it on gay... on AIDS to gays.
Did you spend it on AIDS? Gay AIDS awareness? Gay awareness? Aid to gays?
I said AIDS awareness and gay awareness. Awareness for everything about gays, which includes AIDS. Which also includes straight people, too.
Okay. So, in other words, you spent it on that. Just, was there an organization called Aid to Gays?
It was, I had a checking account, yes. And
you might have had a checking account. Did you have was it a DBA or something?
Oh, you know, Phil, please don't try to pretend like you're what's his name, Jerry Kramer.
Who's Jerry Kramer?
He was the offensive lineman for the Packers, and he had this financial show.
Jim Kramer. Offensive lineman for the Packers, and 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another phone call here. On the line with us is Cliff. Cliff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Yes. There's
yes,
a couple things that I'd like to point out right away, flowing the conversation since the beginning of the phone call. He did admit approximately seven sentences ago on air that he gave the money to gays, quote unquote.
That's right.
Gave the money to gays. So it's not an organization. It was individuals. And
they
what
were individuals
you did
and
was
parts
you,
of an
shared
organization.
You shared publicly a profit,
yeah.
A private profit that was generated
okay.
Based upon an ideology that you manifested, that you created in your own mind.
What ideology? Being gay?
And you tried to sell that. And you've tried to
That's
sell
not
it
an
on
ideology.
The radio tonight. You are
being
a gay man with a gay
ideology.
Job. I am a straight man with a job because I do not label my jobs because I do
but
not
that
have
doesn't matter.
An agenda.
What you do doesn't matter to me. What I do matters to me.
You
and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
And your agenda has affected me publicly over the radio waves. Don't you see?
Well, I hope it gives you a heart attack. How about that?
Hello? All right, that Doug, you know what? That's not going to serve any purpose.
Well, this guy's coming on like he's some kind of a Poindexter. I'll tell you this. I came out, and I told that guy that I had AIDS, and they gave me the time off, and I raised money for awareness and everything. Now, if I gave it to some gays in an organization,
admit
that's
that first.
An organization.
Just admit that you lied. You lied publicly.
I'm not affecting you. You know, you said something really interesting. I'm affecting you. I'm not affecting you.
Okay. Well, let me make an offer to you. Let me make an offer to
okay.
you because you take up the plight of the poor, unprivileged, unannounced individuals in society. So why don't you look within your own gay community and you find the people that are left-handed, okay? And when you find those
sense, man,
when you
problem.
Find those people, you will find that they are the most discriminated group on the planet. One-third of the general population of the world is left-handed, and yet you don't hear us.
You
don't hear us
pronouncing
advocacy to change the world. And after all, we are a third.
Well, because discrimination against you is good. We should discriminate against left-handed.
And are you aware of that?
And we should discriminate. Yes, I know of children who are left-handed who were beaten, and that's good.
That's good, huh?
Yeah, they should be beaten. And this guy ought to come out of the closet, quit fooling around.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We got nothing accomplished, and I think you did a lot of damage tonight.
Oh, well, you know, Phil, let me say something. If you're playing Jack Nicholson, all you did was weaken a country. I can tell you something here.
That's not bad.
Not bad, huh? I can tell you this much. All you did was weaken a gay man and a gay journalist. And I give your entire segment here tonight two gay thumbs down. One gay thumb up, because at least you had me on, but two gay thumbs down for how you dealt with it. I'm good, guys.
Phil Hendry.
I give you personal.